So I say to her, wouldn't you like me to fix you up?
You're connected.
Oh, okay. Let me finish up here.
What are you doing?
Getting a haircut and a shave.
Why?
I'm enjoying myself here. I thought I could at least look good, too.
A shave and a haircut isn't going to help that.
Shut up. It's two bits. I'm almost done.
Hurry before we miss something, though.
There you go. As good as new.
Thank you. By the way, do you know the Clark family?
Yes, I know the Clark family really well. My daughter is married to one of them, actually.
Really? Which one?
She's married to Travis. They have two beautiful kids together.
You're Becky's father?
Yes, I am. How do you know Becky?
Well, actually, I met her yesterday at the cafe with the kids.
Whatever you want to know about the Clarks, I can probably help you with. I've known the Clarks for about 25 years.
Hello.
Well, if I knew exactly what I was looking for, I would ask, but what I am searching for is something deep. Something that happened, but I don't know when.
Well, if you think about it, want to know, come back and talk. It's after hours. You're gonna find me at the bar down the road.
I will do that. Thank you for the trim and shave. What do I owe you?
It's on the house. Any friend of the Clarks is a friend of mine.
Thank you.
Might be good to use to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Right now, there are too many gaps. There's still a lot more to discover. I'm going to head over to the ranch and see what they're doing today.
I often wonder about the stars and about the clouds.
So, we've rebuilt the house, gone hunting, so we don't have to eat Earl's cooking anymore.
What's wrong with my cooking?
Mac and cheese isn't cooking, Earl.
The chickens like it.
Idiot.
So, where's the wife and kids?
What wife?
Your wife?
Don't have one.
Did she disappear?
Are you sure that we are related?
What happened?
I went to go change a light bulb. But then I remembered I don't have a house anymore.
She was in the house when she disappeared?
Oh my God, how many times did you get kicked in the head?
Earl, what Travis is saying is that he and Becky are not together anymore?
Was this before or after the house disappeared?
So, Hunter, since Earl is completely clueless, how are things with you?
Work has kept me busy, and now Earl is keeping me busy.
What are we going to do today?
Is that old hunting lodge still up in the woods?
I don't know. I forgot about that place.
I didn't know there was a hotel up there.
Earl, a hunting lodge is... Never mind.
I think I still remember where it's at. If you guys want to come along, I'm bad at navigation, but it takes me places.
If you're bad at navigation, should we be following you?
Earl, just put one foot in front of the other and try to keep up.
Okay, time to get sneaky.
Thank you.
Do you think I'm useless?
Definitely.
I'm serious. Do you think I'm useless?
Everyone's a little useless.
Is it because of my age? I'm in the prime of my youth and I'll only be young once.
Yeah, but you'll be stupid the rest of your life. Earl, are you good at picking up pennies?
What does picking up pennies have to do with anything?
I wanted to see if you were any good at picking up cents.
Is there money on the ground?
Idiot.
Why do you keep calling me an idiot?
Earl, it's just his way of saying I love you. I think we're almost there.
How can you tell?
Because it's right there.
I guess I still know my way around these woods.
Does anyone live here?
We are about to find out. Hello, we come here in peace and have brought an offering. Our brother Earl here is a willing sacrifice.
What? No!
He's joking, Earl.
Come on, let's go check this place out. Earl, watch out!
Ah! Ah!
You need to go a little easier on him.
Do you think drill sergeants are easy?
You're not in the army anymore, Travis, and Earl is no soldier.
No, but I am. I always will be.
Well, Earl is our little brother.
Little.
Is there anything here?
Nope. Looks like it was picked clean years ago.
What about that rifle?
Never take a man's rifle. Unless he is dead.
Well, if there's nothing here, let's go find Earl and get something to eat.
I could eat.
And find Earl?
If we see him.
Earl!
Well, we tried.
Travis, come on.
We should have put a bell on him like we used to do with the cows.
He's our little brother, Travis.
If you say so.
He needs our help.
I'm no therapist.
He's just young and inexperienced.
I know. Come on, let's go look for him before he runs across a bear.
Well, this is interesting. Travis is different here than before. I think getting him together with his brothers was a good idea.
You're welcome.
You did this?
I do have ideas.
Well, folks, this is where I'm leaving you today. Let's hope that they find Earl, and Travis can start opening up more. I know he has more to say. There's something in him that we need to get out so he can move forward.